This place would drive anybody crazy. Look around you. Look at Master Boyle. Look at my father. Look at the cannon. Look at the boys. Asylum cases, the whole bloody lot of them.
Shh!
Listen. If someone were to come along to me tonight and say, Ballybeg's yours, lock, stock and barrel, it wouldn't make that much difference to me. If you're not happy and content in a place, then you're not happy and content in a place. It's as simple as that. I've stuck around this hole far too long, I'm telling you. It's a quagmire, a bloody backwater, a dead end. And everybody in it goes crazy sooner or later, everybody.
Shh.
There's nothing about Ballybeg I don't know already. I hate the place. And every stone, and every rock, and every piece of heather around it. Hate it! And the sooner that plane whips me away, the better I like it.
It isn't as bad as that, Gar.
What else can you say? You're stuck here.
That'll do.
And you'll die here. But I'm not stuck. I'm free. Free as the bloody wind.
All I meant was...
Answerable to nobody. All this bloody yap about father and son and all this sentimental rubbish about homeland and birthplace. Yap! Bloody yap! Impermanence, anonymity. That's what I'm looking for. A vast, restless place that doesn't give a damn about the past. To hell with Ballybeg, that's what I say.
Oh, man.
I better go. Must be wondering what's keeping me.
Tell him I was asking for him. So long, Kate. And if you can't be good, you know, make sure you name the first one after me.
I was going to say be good at it, but I don't think that playwright would thank me for that. That is, of course, a scene from a very, very famous play, which the Backstage Theatre in Longford is presenting to audience from tomorrow evening. And I'm delighted to be joined by the two Gars who starred in that scene, Jamie McLean and Sean Rooney, in studio. Good afternoon to you both. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Now, yes, it's Philadelphia, Here I Come. Put the scene in context for me.
Right, okay, basically Gar Public is speaking there and he's extremely frustrated with his life in Ballybeg, you know, and it's kind of a culmination of a number of things coming together there where he's so frustrated and he vents. And this is the only real time we see him venting that angrily, you know. He's frustrated because he's lost the love of Cathy Dugan and his father they can't communicate. Himself and his father just can't communicate. He should have married her, but he copped out, so to speak, you know.
Missed opportunity. You learn probably through doing that scene that, you know, those emotions can be very real. Would you make the same mistake yourself?
Well, it's entirely, yeah, I mean, it's entirely possible, you know. If I was in his shoes, it's hard to say what I would have done, but, you know, as the person playing him, it gets quite emotional, you know, when you're there trying to convey this guy who's so frustrated, you know. It's tricky, but it's good. You know,
you enjoy playing it.
I do.
You do. And obviously then coming to you, Jamie, as well, you're involved in this production. How is this your first serious play with the Backstage, or are you an old hand at it at this stage?
I've done a few plays, but this will be the first one where it's the most difficult because the part I'm playing is his private thoughts. And on stage, I've got no reaction from any of the other characters. It's just me acting, but they're not allowed to look at me or react with me. So in that sense, it's difficult. And yeah, it would be one of the hardest plays I've done, but it's the coolest one, I think, because you
get inside somebody's head and you're able to verbalise, I suppose, the frustration that everyone sees on your face, Sean. That's it.
That's it, exactly, yeah.
Now, it's taking place in the Backstage Theatre in Longford from tomorrow night, but tomorrow's a special advanced screening, is it?
Yeah, from Wednesday to Saturday, but Friday and Saturday are pretty booked out, so Wednesday and Thursday be your best days to get your tickets for.
Okay, and obviously you're a huge production this time out. The Backstage Theatre facilities have been enhanced with the special rehearsal place that's now up and running. Is it acting that draws you in your lives? Is that what you want to do? Is the Backstage